What are we talking about?
What?
What are we talking about?
Last one, the last story of book six. About the person looking for the sheikh in the forest.
Now you could get quiet, yes. Because, yes, this is what it is. We are at the final book. He's talking about the final steps. And these final steps reach the Sheikh. What is Sheikh? How is he? Who is he? And what could you do about it? How should you behave in these situations? This is what we were talking about, and we are talking about. The purpose in saying, I will place a visory in the earth.
Viceroy.
See? You start from here. How it will be your first impression of the Sheikh? Don't you remember? You will talk with the logic of the Sheikh, and the logic will laugh at you and will laugh at Sheikh. Because you are looking for Sheikh in his home, right? Sheikh is not at home. He's doing something. Gathering some woods, do you remember? With the lion and all that. But your first impression is the impression with the logic. Forget the logic. Then you will see the shape. Whatever he does is strange. Why? Because you are strange. Now you are in another environment that you don't get it. You will do a lot of mistakes and so on. Now today we hear about not the purpose, the word is hikmat. Do you remember the word hikmat? Hakim? The stuff that we started at book two. The book too was the hikmat of the path, the philosophy, the knowledge of the path. So he says, there is something, some knowledge in this that he said, I will send someone over. Means, I will connect somehow. This is one of the best gifts. Let's hear it. You.
The purpose in, lo, I will place a viceroy in the earth. Therefore he made a viceroy, one having a heart, to the end that he might be a mirror for his sovereignty. So he endowed him with infinite purity, and then set up against him a contrary of darkness. He made two banners, white and black, one Adam, the other the Iblis of the way.
Would you please never ever forget this? In the story we are making here, the Creator will make what? will make two things. A good stuff and the bad stuff. Why? Because he's creating something not to be, to become. This is a preparation for another kind of activity. So there are these two opposites. He makes a black and a white one. The Adam and the Satan. Yes?
Between those two mighty camps, combat and strife, and there came to pass what came to pass. Likewise, in the second period, Abel arose, and Cain became the antagonist of his pure light.
And in our story, it doesn't end there. It will be on and on and on. Next step, they have two sons. They could have one. They had two. Why? For one of them to kill the other one. Why? The first dualism was to create a factory. The second one is to destroy it. Because if you don't destroy it, then what? The good thing is one which will arrive. Right? What will happen to the bad thing which is here for so long and it's old? The opposites work together. So even at the second generation, there are two brothers killing each other. Yes?
Even so, these two banners of justice and iniquity, till in the course of time, the period of Nimrod arrived. He became the antagonist and adversary of Abraham, and those two armies waged war and sought battle. When he was displeased with the prolongation of the strife, his fire became the decision between the twain.
Did you get it? How, when they fought each other and fought, and this fighting will never end, the fire is the solution to burn both of them. This is how it works. First, opposition to work together, then the opposition to kill each other, damage each other, then again and again, and there is something outside to make them quiet, yes?
So he caused a fire to be his arbitrator and servant, in order that the difficulty of those two persons might be solved. These two parties, from period to period, and from generation to generation, down to Pharaoh and God-fearing Moses, between whom there was war for years, when it passed bounds and was causing excessive weariness, God made the water of the sea his arbitrator, that it might be left which of these two should prevail.
Oh my goodness. How beautiful you could play with just words here. Okay, did you hear it, that he will make this stuff and they don't work together, so there is something else, then there is fire, right? What is after the fire? Do you remember we discovered the fire? Then, the knowledge. Water. Now this time the water just escaped the wave, gave a path to Moses and killed the Pharaoh, right? But bring it here, right after those, to see that everything is prepared somehow. To what? The existence, whatever exists, are working together up to the knowledge, yes?
So tell the period and time of Mustafa with Abu Jahl, the general of the army of iniquity. Moreover, he appointed a servant for Thamud, the cry that took away their lives. Moreover, he appointed a servant for the people of Ad, one that rises quickly and moves rapidly, that is, the wind. Moreover, he appointed a discerning servant for Karun. He endured the graciousness of the earth with enmity, so that
see,
he could...
Then the story goes on. The next one is the wind, is the air. And they all work to do what? To repair all these shortcomings, which is fighting each other. Looking at the opposition and not understand that it's a part of me. It's the other part. No, we have to fight. Everything is step by step helping us, yes?
So that the graciousness of the earth turned entirely to wrath, and she bore Karun and his treasures down to the abyss. In the case of the food that is a pillar for this body, bread is like a breastplate to repel the sword of hunger. When God puts a wrath into your bread, that bread will stick in your throat as if it were inflamed.
Yeah, this is how it works. What is the best for you is a piece of bread, because you will remain alive. But if some poison is in that bread, what will happen to you? You don't know. And what is in your bread? Do you know? A hell of a thing. From here to there to there to there. When you manage it, you add some microbe to it, and so on and so on. This is the risky business of life. Yes, the bread could give you the life and could take it away, like everything else. Yes?
This garment that protects you from the cold, God gives it the temperature of intense frost, so that this great coat on your body become cold as ice and biting as snow, in order that you may flee from the fox fur and silk and take refuge from them with the intense cold. You are not the two kulas. You are one error. You have forgotten the chastisement inflicted by an overshadowing cloud.
When I'm talking about this,